Welcome to the Fanboy Factor Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going, man?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Not bad. So, how about that San Diego Comic-Con, huh?
Wow. Just...
What are we, like, 2 days out of it now? We're recording this on a Tuesday night. Comic-Con ended Sunday night. You know what's really funny? Is that it's been, like, a dearth of news from, like, last Tuesday to, like, Sunday. And the last 2 days have been, like, people must be recovering. Like, sitting at home in fetal positions, recovering from all everything that's happened.
I think the only thing that really major that came out today, and, you know, obviously we'll talk about it later, is just the Fantastic Four trailer. And that's about, that's it.
Yeah, I didn't even watch it yet.
Yeah. But, you know, that's really the only post... you know, news to come out, but it's just like, it's been
quiet the last 2 days, but you're talking Thursday, Friday, actually Wednesday night was all toys. Like the preview night, my whole Facebook feed was toys, which I don't mind at all. And then like starting Thursday's the official day, is like when all the comic news would start coming out, the TV news, and it was constant. Like I couldn't follow it. It's too overwhelming.
It was like Friday, it was Star Wars at home today.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, Warner just fucking decimated.
Yeah.
TV and movies, they just fucking decimated that day. Mm-hmm. And Sunday was just kind of a recovery day of catching up and some, you know, finding illegal stuff online.
Yeah.
But, wow.
So let's start with comics.
Yeah.
It is a Comic-Con.
If you want to call it that anymore.
It's really not too much anymore, but...
No, even the publishers have noticed this, and they've held off on their announcements till either before or after San Diego, because there's so much other, you know, as we're going to get into, stuff that comes out that just like... that. It washes over the comics, but it's funny because comics is kind of the backbone. Without comics, we wouldn't have any of this other stuff.
Yep.
But, you know, most of the news I saw was all before, with one exception. It was the biggest shocker in the world, I think, to a lot of fans that IDW has scooped up the licenses for the comic versions of Micronauts and ROM.
That is so... freaking weird, man. What is that all about?
Well, Micronauts has been in limbo for the longest time. And
not so much Micronauts, but
yeah, Micronauts has kind of been in limbo comic-wise.
Yes.
So they've been kind of floating around, and there was, I mean, even at this past Toy Fair, if you looked at, when you're walking through the Hasbro floor, they got this wall of properties, and they list Micronauts on there.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, it was just like, what are they doing with this property? It was all current properties. So yeah. they own the property at that time, but Lord knows what they're doing. But ROM, was it last year or the year before they came out with the Mighty Mugs?
I think it was last year.
Yeah. And for the longest time, ROM has been considered a Marvel property.
Wasn't there, like, all these, now, granted, obviously it was rumor. But wasn't all these rumors floating around about a new comic coming up? I mean, they did do, like, some sort... they are doing some sort of...
there was a lot of talks about getting the rights, you know, confirming the rights to ROM. And that toy, that Mighty Mug, was the first step.
Right.
So, and then, you know, Marvel said, you know, we're getting very close to reprinting the old issues and stuff.
Right.
And now it looks like it... didn't happen.
It was last year.
Yeah, and now...
2014 for the mugs, not Mighty Mugs.
Right, it was, we'll never see those issues again of ROM, and the funny thing is, it's just like, there still is a Space Knight...
Right!
A new Space Knight series coming out, but ROM isn't going to be anywhere to be seen.
Well, can obviously now.
Yeah, legally, you can't now.
And wasn't it supposed to be affiliated or somehow attached to Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, there was a... a lot of people... didn't Jim Gunn say you wanted to get ROM for the...
Yes! Sequel? I'm telling you, it was like... I don't want to say it was in the bag, but... because, obviously, until something just official comes out, nothing's in the bag.
Right.
But, wow, I think they were like... new series, all this crap. And, like, yeah, he was talking about getting that into Guardians 2.
Yeah, and it looks like, you know, Rom now has a home, and it doesn't look like, well, I'm assuming it will probably be, because they really can't even reprint that without having Marvel properties.
Even if they do a crossover, like, who cares? It's not Marvel.
True.
Weird, man. That's really strange.
It just sucks because we'll never get those back issues in a trade anymore.
Yeah. Well, at least not anytime soon.
Yeah. I mean, for Micronauts, there was a lot of characters in the comic version that were created that weren't tied to the toys. Obviously, a Croyer was tied to the toys, but the character Bug,
yeah,
the Marvel original, and they still have the license to use that, who's actually been in, before the movie came out, was a member of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Interesting.
And, you know, but it's been years since, Marvel hasn't had the license for Micronauts for many years now.
Yeah.
I mean, that one, you know, was already good and gone. Like I said, there's characters that are Micronauts that appeared in the Marvel comics that they still can use. They call them something else, but they can still, you know, use them. It's weird.
I remember Micronauts from growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I didn't think anybody else, a couple of years ago, I would say, I didn't think anybody else remembered them but me. And now it's like everybody, you know, remembers them.
Yeah, it's.
I think what they, when you said they can't call them Micronauts, I think Marvel calls them Inhumans. Zing!
Zing!
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't think anybody else remembered them. And then, you know, you start seeing some buzz. I'm like, wow, people do remember Micronauts.
The actual toy line is still made in Japan.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they aren't called Micronauts, though.
Yeah.
They're called something Microman, and I'm not joking. But they're based on a Japanese toy.
Yeah.
So, the actual toy is called Microman.
Yeah, okay.
In Japan.
Okay.
And then it came here, Nego bought them and renamed them Micronauts.
Yes, I remember that.
But the little, the time traveler guy.
Yeah.
Is, he's still being made. I've seen him in, like, some art stores here.
Interesting. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Places that sell, like, urban vinyl and stuff.
Yeah.
So they still sell it, so.
Interesting.
I mean, like I said, Micronauts really wasn't that much of a shocker. Cause that license has been in limbo for a long time. I mean, it's just, you know, Marvel had it for the longest time. Then in, you know, 2002, Image did a series before it got canceled in 2003. Then Devil's Due did a series in 2004. And then, you know, Devil's Due went out of business for a little bit.
But, yeah, I don't remember the Devil's Due one, but
yeah,
I vaguely remember Image.
Yeah, Devil's Due had covers from Dave Johnson covers.
Yeah.
So it was, nothing really could, call me biased because I grew up on it. It's just, you know, I like the Marvel version.
It's not the Marvel,
though. Yeah. But, like I said, Rom was just like, they put out the mini mug. Hasbro put out the mini mug last year.
Guess you can't count your chickens before they're hatched.
Wow, that's a big shocker.
Yeah.
I mean, we're definitely going to get, I don't know what anything else is going to be because, you know, Marvel owns the Dire Wraiths, which was the main enemy and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to look like Rom, the old-fashioned Rom that we're used to.
Isn't it funny how they own bits and pieces?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It really is.
So what other comic news did you see?
No, that was really the main thing to come out of it.
What about the new art team for Dark Knight 3?
Yeah.
I mean, not that it's a big deal. Every time I see Dark Knight 3, I don't know.
Hey, Andy Kubert?
Yeah.
Could you get any worse artists?
There are. There are plenty of us.
Oh, my God. Talk about, you know, piggybacking, you know, nepotism at its best. Every character Andy draws looks like they're hunched over like the fucking Hunchback.
That's probably pretty good for this for this book then. Because
God.
that's how, you know, it's not like Miller style was all that stylized or pretty.
Miller doesn't, I heard rumors that Miller might have cancer, to be honest with you.
I would not be surprised. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, that's why. No, he does not. So I'm hearing rumors about that, but I could care less about this book. But then it just, on the other hand, you know, since we already talked IDW, since we talked DC, how about the Batman Turtles crossover?
You know, is it me or is it like, why didn't this happen earlier?
I know!
It's like one of those things like, it's duh.
And at the same time, I haven't collected comics in a long time, but at the same time, I'm like, take my money, please!
Yeah, it's so, when I heard it, I'm like, it makes complete sense. How come nobody thought of it before? Or how come they didn't make it happen before?
The only thing that would be better would be a Daredevil Turtles team up, because...
Did you say somebody, maybe you said the article to me, was talking about that, and this is as close to Daredevil Batman as you're going to get?
Yeah.
Agreed, but yeah, that's pretty funny.
I mean, that would be the ultimate one, because it's, you know, the Turtles' history spun off from Daredevil. Same canister that made Matt Murdock blind also made the Turtles, so
yeah.
That would be the ultimate team-up right there, because those guys are linked, but I'll take this. This one is definitely shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
If we ever see another Marvel Daredevil, Marvel DC, you know, team-up, it would, I don't know. I don't see it happening anytime soon, from what I hear, from both accounts.
Yeah, I don't think either one of them are interested, you know? Neither one of them neither company have any reason to do it.
No. I think GLA Avengers had to be the last big one, and it's about all we're going to get.
Yep. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, I know. Things change.
I think that was really the biggest news. I can't remember anything else. I mean, comic-wise.
No, I heard, you know, there's some more news coming out from Marvel today, but, you know, it's like, who cares? It's a new Squirrel Girl series. Gives a crap. You know, but it's just, there wasn't that, you know, comic news. It's like most of the people were putting out their stuff ahead of time, which was, in a way, smart.
Yeah, because at least to get eyeballs on it.
Yeah. So the panels, they just talk about what's coming up, you know. You know, so they don't have to worry about getting whatever reveals. They don't have to worry about getting, you know, hammered and, you know, washed over and stuff.
Right. At least they get some press about it.
And there were some very fucking big reveals. God, there are so many cool-looking toys that I want now.
So, first of all, can we talk Mattel first?
Must we?
Well, yeah, because did you see... I'm impressed. Did you see their new 6-inch multiverse line?
Yeah. Definitely not by the Four Horsemen.
I am, just from the pictures I saw, pretty goddamn impressed.
Right.
For Mattel. I mean, they have, the one I was really impressed by was the Capullo armored Batman from Endgame. And when I first saw it, I'm like, thank God DC Collectibles is doing this. And then I'm like, whoa. Like, somebody hit the brace. I'm like, is that Mattel? And sure as shit, it was Mattel.
And they're, you know, the Arrow and Flash and Zoom don't look so bad.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I think it's a good effort by them.
What I think is a waste is, I'm not too sure if you saw the picture for this one, but the Black Superman from Multiversity.
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, yeah,
I did see that
one. What a fucking waste of plastic.
I was not impressed by that one at all.
I was just like, really?
Let me tell you something. If I would have saw that one first, I would have just kept on going. I wouldn't have bothered looking at the rest of them. Because it is. It's not... I don't know what it is about his new costume, Superman's. It's just, it does not... Either Mattel doesn't have it right, downright... or just does not lend itself very well to action figure. Because even DC Collectibles, Superman figures, it just, I don't know, it just nobody seems to get it.
It's the cape. They just can't seem to get the cape right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Honestly, it's these days, it's, first off, it, you know, before the New 52, they kept getting the colors wrong in the blue.
Yeah.
Mattel. It's just right. Like, it was a dark blue, it needed to be a lighter blue.
Right.
And then with the new 52 Superman, the cape is supposed to come at a point at the bottom.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. It's flat.
Yeah.
because it's supposed to be his baby blanket, so it's square.
Right.
You know.
But even the Batman looks pretty good. I think they did the armor is a Build-A-Figure.
Yeah.
So you got to get the other one.
Like I said, that Black Superman from Multi, you know, first off, fuck Grant Morrison.
Yo, I thought you were a fan now.
No, God, fuck that. No, I told you, stay out of the fucking DC universe. Write whatever you want to write, just stay the fuck out of my universe.
Like I said, except for that Superman, whatever his name is, I forget his name.
Calvin something.
Yeah, Calvin Elvis. Thank you, Ellis. I think they did. I'm pretty surprised.
That costume, see, that costume is again, the cape there. Yeah. If you look at the picture, it's the way the... That's stuff that's going to be hard to do in you can't...
The cape is awful. You're right about that. Maybe that's what it is.
It doesn't translate. See, the drawing is just the way it is. It's like flat, almost hovering on his body, kind of, sort of. There's no way to translate that to a figure. Nobody...
Like, the way he used to have it, like, his shoulder and collarbone were exposed, so it kind of tucked into his costume. Now that he's got the high collar...
Yeah.
Like you said, there's no real way for the cape to... There's no cowl like Batman's to kind of integrate it together. I think you're right. That's what it is. It's the cape.
Just doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, but the rest of them are pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, the rest of them are pretty good. I'm still not, you know... It still doesn't scream to me, you know, take my money, you know. Like,
no, but considering they've had no product out over the last year or so, I'm pretty impressed. Not so impressed with the, I think we touched upon it last week.
The movie stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Meh. But, you know, if we're going to talk DC, let's talk fucking icons.
Oh, I know. How about them waiting for the last second to put out the picture of Static?
It was Monday, and it wasn't even them. It was the creator.
Was that is that who did it?
Dennis Conan.
I didn't even see that. I just saw the picture.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
And it looks, oh my fucking God, that looks awesome.
Yeah.
That one, I need that one.
I need it. I was pretty impressed by Firestorm. I'm a big fan of Firestorm.
I like that one. Joker, friggin' awesome.
Joker's sick, man. The Capullo Joker or the Icons Joker?
The Icons Joker.
Icons Joker's cool, but I like the Capullo one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they, I don't know, man. They really fire on all cylinders. Their animated line looks real nice. They added Zatanna's coming out.
Right.
Demon's Head's coming out. Hey, did you see that they bumped up the Batmobile?
No.
On the Batmobile? Yeah, it's going to be October now. They bumped it up from December to October.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, not really, because now you got to come up with $100. The Arkham Knight line, did you see the Man-Bat figure?
I can't get into that, those sculpts, honestly.
That thing is freaky looking.
But what really, there's one thing that just irritated the crap out of me with the DC line.
Yeah.
Is their artwork line based on Lee, oh my God, what's his name?
Yeah, Barajimo.
Barajimo.
Yeah.
I'm just like, we as fans have been screaming for Lex Luthor in a suit for how fucking long?
Yeah.
And that's the one we get.
You know, I would totally agree with you. Superman looks all right. The rest of them, especially Lex, he's too big in that suit, man.
Well, it seems like he's got a tiny head. His fists are fucking gargantuan.
I didn't even notice that.
I'm looking at the picture right now.
Yeah, I am too. He's just too big for that suit.
I mean, the animated line just looks fucking sick.
Yeah. And the icon, like you said, the icons. You going to get that Blue Beetle?
Fuck you.
What'd you think of John Stiller? He looks all right.
I like that. I like the, you know, the different hands that come with it.
I like the look on his face, man. It's, you know, he's like pissed.
Yeah.
I like his costume, too.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very, you know, and then the Darwin Cook ones.
Yeah, but you know what? Firestorm looks really good.
Yeah, Firestorm. Yeah, hell yeah.
You're going to have to wait till next summer to get these.
I think I also just love that design, you know, that redesign, too. It's just that on the floppy, you know, the iconic version of the floppy baggy sleeves on him.
Oh, which one?
The original design for Firestorm.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, out of the new 52 designs, this is this and Green Arrow are the two that really I loved the most.
Yeah. The translucent plastic flame for his hair.
I know.
Really good figure. Nice job, guys.
God, I'm going to go broke.
We all are.
Good Lord, it's just...
And what about Hasbro? Some Marvel stuff they had. The line of Civil War coming out next year.
I was kind of disappointed. It's just like, I was just wondering where the, you know, Fantastic Four stuff is.
You didn't see it?
No, I missed it.
Dude, that's weird. I think it was behind the X-Men stuff.
And then they had that Choose the Next Legend, you know, we talked about that last week.
Yeah. You weren't too impressed with any of them. No. I would have liked to have seen, I forget which one I wanted to say.
We know we're going to get the fucking Black Suit Spider-Man. That was a waste there.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Growing up, I freaking loved that Black Suit Spider-Man. Loved it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I'm not real crazy about it. It's like, it's okay. I look at it now, I must be getting old and bitter. I'm thinking, well, what was so great about it?
I like it. I'm just tired of the fucking, you know, every line needs the friggin' anchor. That's what I can't stand.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of seeing it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and they got Spider-Gwen coming out. It's part of the next year's Spider-Man line, which she looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Jack-O-Lantern looks really good.
Taskmaster and his Spider-Man Unlimited.
Yeah.
The one I really like is the Speed Demon with, and that's from the Superior Foes of the Superman Spider-Man.
Right?
I love the fact he comes with Silvermane's head in the little RV car.
Awesome.
But fucking A. I can appreciate it on one level, but really, Cap Wolf?
I didn't really quite,
What was it?
I didn't understand it. I just didn't see the need.
Who was asking for this?
Yeah, that's it exactly. That reminds me of the Amazon 4-pack of, from the Avengers, Thor, Hawkeye, Black Widow, and Bruce Banner.
I think people just want the fucking Widow. Nobody cares about the other shit.
Who wants Bruce Banner, first of all? Of all three figures, why Bruce Banner?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't... He looks good. Looks like, what's his face? Ruffalo, but like you just said, who's asking for Bruce Banner?
I don't know.
Or at least if you're going to sell him, you got to sell him with the Hulk.
God.
But that's just me. What did you think of the... he's coming out soon. Actually, I think he should be in stores now, that Vision figure. Looks all right.
Yeah.
It's better than the movie version, that's for sure.
Oh, God.
Oh, Mockingbird. She looked all right.
Mockingbird's all right. I'm just not a fan of the costume, period.
Yeah, it's not a great one, but it's, you know, I just like seeing we're getting these somewhat, somewhat obscure figures. I'm glad they're going this route.
Yeah, but, you know, the only reason we're getting Mockingbird is Asians are shit.
I didn't want to bring it up yet. And did you see that the Doctor Strange 5-pack sold out like the first day?
Yeah.
Sold out by Friday.
That wasn't as bad as the Star Wars Stormtrooper. There were fights
about that. I did.
There were fights about it and stuff, and it really got ugly.
Well, were there any other toys you want to cover? Anybody else that you
I'm trying to think. You know what else really stood out? I mean, you know, Diamond's got some really nice stuff, as always.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's see. What have they got going on?
I love the Muppets Mini Mace.
Yes, they do look pretty cool. I'm really surprised they decided to do that.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. And, you know, the animated series Mini Mace I'll pass on.
But you know what I find weird about that? That it's Walgreens. What is with Walgreens? why are they getting all these exclusives?
They want in the game.
Is that what it is? I mean, not only are they getting that animated line you just talked about,
mm-hmm.
but they're getting that first appearance Daredevil.
Right.
And they're getting that, I guess it's Eric O'Grady, Ant-Man.
Yeah, but not in the good suit.
Right, the black suit.
It was the black suit from Secret Avengers, not the armored
right.
suit from the Insufferable Ant-Man.
Right.
I, if it was the Insufferable Ant-Man, I'd get it.
Yeah.
In that one, care less.
I just don't get how they're, I mean, like you said, they won in a game. It's funnier about how they're getting all these exclusives.
Yeah.
What did you think of their Batman 66 statues? The Batgirl and Julie Newmar Catwoman.
I think they're nice. I mean, they're nice sculptures.
Yeah, they look good.
It's funny because somehow Toys R Us was selling the Batgirl action figure, which I don't understand.
Yeah, she was supposed to be, as I remember, she was supposed to be part of a three-pack.
Yeah.
Robin and...
That's what they said at Toy Fair.
Didn't they?
Yes.
You might have heard that somewhere. And then now she's being sold on her own. So, I don't know. I think they're still selling her on the website, right?
Yeah, well, the Batman 66 action figures are not selling well at all.
Yeah, I didn't even think they were making them anymore besides this Batgirl.
No, that's it. That's literally it.
Yeah.
They have not done well.
I mean, once you get covered the basics, what else is there to do?
Yeah.
King Tut, you know, might have been kind of cool to say. But
who really cares?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
It seems like, you know, I'm not too sure if you've seen that Mego replica company called Figures.
Yes.
I mean, they're pretty much delving deeper into the Batman 66 than the Mattel is.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, they make smaller batches and they sell it for a higher price point.
I didn't really see anything that they were doing.
Yeah, if you check out their sites, like they got Mr. Freeze also, and...
That's cool.
Yeah, they got the Mad Hatter, a couple other things.
How about, before we leave Diamond, how about all these Ghostbuster figures?
Good Lord.
They really, talk about embracing the line.
They're getting ready for the new one, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I'm just glad they're able to get everyone's likenesses, it looks like.
It is cool. Annie Potts kind of looks like Annie Potts.
Yeah, which really puts Mattel to shame.
And then they added a couple more, which I know you're going to be getting, Gotham figures.
And Gotham Minimates.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of weird, too, but, you know, that's cool. Are you going to watch it this season? Let's not talk about it. We'll push it aside for right now.
Yeah, let's push that aside for right now.
Because I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
God.
Yeah. I want to get you fired up.
Get me fired up, thanks.
So, yeah, Diamond had a nice selection there.
Yeah, I mean, and NECA, again, you know, brings her our game, mainly horror stuff, but still pretty cool stuff.
Bunch of new alien stuff.
Yeah.
Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton. Finally, they're coming out with that figure. They had her there. She looks pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? When you go online and you see people talking about how pumped they are for these figures.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, they really are. Well, yeah, it's part of their, you know.
Yeah, it's everybody. You figure it's been 1991 that Terminator 2 came out.
Yeah.
Almost 30 years, 25 years. And you think in all that time, nobody really put out a Linda Hamilton action figure.
They did.
Oh, yeah?
It wasn't...
Not the original one.
No, not that one. It was from... McFarlane Toys did put out one for... what the hell is the second movie? T2. I can't think of the name, and I'm just like, yeah, T2. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did put out one with, two different heads.
Okay.
You know, variant versions. But, you know, that was the only one that really came out.
Did you see any of the stuff that EFX has coming out?
No.
It's mostly prop stuff, but if you get a chance, check it out. They got Captain America's shield. Ugh, I want to get it. They look awesome.
I think the reason I don't check them out is because
I know, right?
I have no money, and it's just like...
Oh, my God.
It's mocking me.
Exactly. We are truly two fanboys.
Oh, my God. It's, my wife even won't even let me. It's just like I would kill to get a life-size shield.
Oh.
But my wife won't even let me get the cheap plastic one that comes out of Halloween. She's like, yeah, I ain't having that in my house. I'm like, great. The only shield I have right now is that little one they keep recycling for the Avengers films.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The one that actually acts like a frisbee.
Yeah.
It looks like on my kid's hand, it looks like the perfect size. On my hand, it looks like a frisbee. There's just so much good stuff coming out. A lot of crap, too, but so much. I didn't see anything from Funko, but I don't know. I feel like they blew their wad with all their announcements, too.
You know what? Let me tell you something about Funko. People are still... You'd think that it jumped the shark. It has not. People are still nuts with those pop figures.
I know.
They are... That whole Batman versus Superman 2-pack... Apparently, it's going, I don't even know how high on eBay. People are really angry about it.
Jesus. It's funny, I was talking to a friend of mine, and it's just like, I would love to see some Clockwork Orange stuff from them, though.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, go send them a letter.
Well, they got to get the rights. I mean, but...
The rights for everything else.
I know, but an Alex Pop? Oh, God.
Holding the dildo?
I don't know, but just you know, the eye makeup on one of the eyes on a Funko figure like that would just be so fucking cool, I think.
Yeah, why not?
Why not, indeed. I didn't hear, other than what happened with Hasbro and Star Wars, I didn't hear too many horror stories about exclusives this year.
No, not really horror stories, just stuff selling out real quick.
Yeah, but that's to be expected.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're going to get stuff... You're going the first day to get it.
Yeah.
Other than you're not, if you're not, then you're not, you know what I'm saying. You're not getting, you're not there to get exclusives.
It's just.
If you're waiting a day or two to get an exclusive, you're not there to get exclusives.
Well, unfortunately, the part that's bullshit is the fucking dealers get first, you know, end up getting first run too.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Speaking of bullshit, did you see the lines for people waiting for a chance of that Lego figure? Yeah.
Which one? Arsenal or...
Yeah, Arsenal.
Really?
Yes. They are... It was the line... I just saw a picture. The line was outside the building, and it was... I mean, it was a line. Like, I think... I don't know, people waiting 2 hours for it. Just want a chance.
A chance.
A chance. Not even to put money down.
It was a freebie,
yeah. So, listen, I love Lego and all, but I'm not waiting in that line. I don't care how many days that I'm there. I just...
I got better things to do.
Yeah. You know what? If you win it, God bless. Then you deserve selling for $2,000 on eBay.
Yeah. I'd rather go walk around the comp. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, should we move on to television shows?
Oh,
let's.
We
talk Star Wars.
No, let's do TV first. It's funny because Marvel barely had a presence there in terms of media.
I really did not hear too much about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., to be honest with you.
I really didn't care enough to hear too much about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And I don't think I heard anything about Peggy Carter. I know that they were there.
Same with the animation. I didn't hear anything from the animation camp either.
Yeah.
I know they did something. But it's just like, I don't care.
It seemed like it was just sort of meet and greet.
Yeah.
I didn't get the feeling like they were announcing anything or... I'm sure they said, I don't know, did they say anything?
No, but there's been no highlight reel, no nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like I've seen no talk about it from any of the sites.
Yeah.
Unless it was a one-on-one they got. But
yeah.
It's like, all the sites have been just kind of like nothing with any of the Marvel TV shows.
Yeah.
Which is,
maybe they were just letting DC ride the show.
Or maybe they realize the shows are shit.
Probably not.
No.
So then, speaking of DC shows...
Holy crap in a cracker.
What did you think of Green Arrow's new outfit?
And the official script of the new of the first new episode is called Green Arrow.
Is it called Green Arrow? Are they changing the name of the show?
No one's confirmed it, but that's the name of the script.
Okay, so what did you think of it?
Remnants of Smallville, which doesn't make me happy.
Yeah.
I don't think... I gotta see more of it in action.
I wasn't too crazy about it, to be honest with you.
I don't understand why it was needed to change. Just, you know... His costume just works as is.
Yeah, I think it was fine the way it was. I think what I didn't like about it, the hood didn't look right for some reason. Now, it could just have been the picture that they were showing, but he came out in it, right?
Well, they got that fake feather on the side. Like, it looks like a fake feather on the side.
Oh, I don't think I noticed that.
Yeah, I noticed these things. And they did the same thing in Smallville on the hood. Yeah. They didn't post a, they didn't do the actual, hat and the feather, so they do that, you know, on the stick.
Well, listen, if you're going to have a hood, then you don't need the feather.
No.
I mean, I get the homage and all, which is fine, but there's no need for it.
No, sometimes it doesn't work. In this case, it doesn't. He more looks like a gladiator than a superhero, if you want my opinion.
But, yeah, I would go with that. I don't know if I'm crazy about the lack of sleeves.
No, but it's... I mean, it's really, it's going back to the old days and to the New 52. That's kind of, it's very similar in design to the New 52 design, right down to the sculpting in the breastplate.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, DC has now changed that look, but that's another story. You know, it ain't the most flattering picture.
Yeah, it's all right.
I mean, it might be better in action, but I got the impression that Starling City was kind of, you know, ever since I read Longbow Hunters, I've always, you know, assumed Star City was kind of, you know, was Seattle, just like, you know, Metropolis is New York. And
oh, really? I never made that association.
Yeah, why is that?
No. I'm serious about Seattle being...
Oh. Well, that's the impression I get with Starling City, that it's kind of, that's Seattle. So it's just, I don't know, so the other suit just kind of worked for me. It just, you know, it never seemed to be any sunny days.
Well, you know what? I like the gauntlets. They're pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the lack of sleeves with the shoulder-looking pad that's off, and his hood looks too, like, vinyl-ish.
Yeah, I agree.
There was something organic about the other hood.
Yeah.
I like the hood. It works for him. I see the arrow, the feather now.
Yeah, I mean, it may not be maybe one on... If there's one on the other side, I don't have a problem. If there's just one on that side...
Yeah.
Why? But...
Yeah, I think it's like you said, once... Maybe it's like the whole Flash thing. Once you see it working in motion...
Yeah.
It's easy to sit and look at this picture and pick it apart.
You know, and... They also announced that, you know, who Damian Dark is going to be, and he was mentioned, you know, member of the, you know, leader of the Hive, who is Neil McDonald. Oh, God. He played Dum-Dum.
Yeah.
Dugan, so now he's going to be playing Damian Dark, the main baddie for season 4, I guess.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? It's not really funny. But a lot of people really did not like this last season. I think it's while you're watching it, it's okay, but I guess now that it's over, it seems like people were just not down with this season 3.
I can see that.
Yeah.
It's just the way he drove off into the sunset and it felt like the end of the series.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how they come back. But, you know, I'm going to give it a shot. Can be interesting.
And then we got two new characters coming to Flash.
Plus a minor costume update for him.
Yeah. Is the color changing, or is he just getting his emblem is being updated?
I couldn't tell. Definitely the
emblem's definitely updated.
Well, it's just going from a black circle to a white circle.
Yeah.
So this way we can actually see the...
The bolt better.
The bolt better. It doesn't, it's hard to tell. I can't tell from the colors.
Yeah.
It
still looks dark to me.
Yeah.
It still looks like that burgundy.
But we're just getting a buttload of things coming in now. It's just, the main villain is going to be Zoom.
Yeah.
Hunter Zolomon, the second Reverse Flash.
Really? They made that official?
They made that official.
Interesting.
Jay Garrick is going to be showing up. And
I think that's cool.
If you've heard the highlight reel, it sounds like he's from another Earth. So they're getting into the multiverse there.
You know how much I love the multiverse. I wonder if he's going to be a character or a reoccurring character.
It doesn't say.
Yeah, just curious.
It just says, Jay is a mysterious figure who arrives at Central City to warn Barry and his team of an impending danger that he can't stop, which is Zoom.
And then, again, I wonder if he is going to be playing, like a mentor figure to Barry, or is he, like, contemporary?
I don't know. The way it sounded, sounds like he's playing being a mentor.
Yeah, I hope so.
And then we got, and this is from recent Flash history, the character of Patty Spivot, who was, who is dating him.
But that's good. He needs somebody besides,
Iris?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, I cannot wait. That's going to be an awesome show.
We still got a couple more months.
And then, you know, we also got Supergirl, too.
What's your feeling now that it's been a couple weeks? Are you gonna watch it? Are you going to give it a chance?
I'm going to give it a chance, like I said. You know, I always try and give shows a chance. You know, I do what a lot of people do, the three show rule.
Yeah.
Give it three shows if it doesn't grab me. But, you know, they're adding Maxwell Lord to it.
Do you think that he is just going to be somebody, like an antagonist to Cat Grant? And you think is that how they position him?
He's a green tech billionaire who enjoys a friendly rivalry with Cat Grant and a fascination with National City's newest arrival.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. National City, as in National Comics. And I thought they announced some other villains, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't recall. But I do remember, I think it was this week, they were talking about how often Superman's going to be seen in the show.
Well, what is it? Never?
Never. But that's, you said it succinctly to somebody else. Who cares? It's how they're going to reference him.
Yeah.
You know what? If they're not going to put the money up to have somebody play him, they should at least, once a show, call him Superman.
Yeah.
Or they should have just went the route and just totally ignored him, like I suggested from the beginning. She was the one who landed here, not him.
I don't care. Just say Superman or say, say one of three things. Superman, Cal, or Clark.
My cousin?
Don't shut up.
But, that could be a drinking game.
Oh, God.
How many times she says my cousin in an episode?
I'd be hammered. But yeah, it's just like, we got two villains so far. Livewire.
Okay.
Who appeared, she's actually from the animated series.
She's a Superman villain. She's my cousin's villain.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say Superman?
And Reactan, who is actually a Supergirl villain. He was created for Supergirl to fight.
Okay.
So that's two villains for her.
Okay. I'm going to watch it. I still have mixed feelings about it, though.
It's funny, because I really didn't, other than those shows, I barely heard anything about Legends.
Yeah, there wasn't too much. I've seen that, was there a new sizzle reel released?
I'm not too sure.
I heard or seen something about it.
But I also didn't hear too much about from Gotham or from...
Joker. What's his
name? Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah. Were they coming out directly and saying, like, I think the first two episodes, that this kid's going to be their tag list for this? Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, you know what? I'm watching. I don't care. Whatever. You know what? I have decided. I'm not going to try and figure it out anymore. You know, the whole Batman Bruce Wayne. And he's supposed to be, I also read that he's going to be, they're going to delve more into, you know, his split in personalities, whatever the fuck you want to call it. That thing that you're always talking about, that he's not there yet. Well, they said that, that they're going to be broaching that this year.
Yeah, I'd like to see him start getting angry and start actually training.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if they're going to go that route, but they said that.
Well, I'm just talking about just, you know.
Yeah.
Start, you know, I'm not talking like, you know, going around the world. I'm just talking about, like.
Right.
Start learning some, you know, start doing some stuff on his own, like.
Right.
Exercising more or, you know, reading more, starting to investigate things more. Just, right. I want to see someone who's fearless.
He's got to come out of his shell a lot more.
Yeah.
Right now, he's still weak. You know, maybe it made sense. You're right. He's got to get some of that anger in him now.
Yeah.
Hey, Kate, can we backpedal just a little bit with the Marvel shows?
No. No, we can't.
You're going to want it because there were some stills from Jessica Jones.
But those came out after.
Was it after? I wasn't sure of the timeline.
Yeah. That
okay, so we don't have to talk about it. All right, let's keep going forward.
Yeah, no, actually, no, those came out, those were leaked actually during.
I couldn't remember, but I know there was some, they're filming in New York,
right.
And there was, I don't know, they looked somewhat official, I don't know.
Pretty much Jessica Jones being all beaten up again.
Yeah, and then there was two stills with Luke Cage.
On fire.
Yeah.
So that shows what a badass he is.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. At least you know that shows, because we've been not questioning it, but we've been wondering where, you know, the status of that show is.
But we know there's a status to that show. I'm like, Iron Fist. So.
Right. And then there was, and this definitely was after, well, so we don't have to talk about it. What's his name? First panel. No skull on his shirt, but he's looking very Punisher-ish.
Yeah, he just looked like he was. It looked like he was stalking somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
So it, you know, again, the Punisher is someone who doesn't really need a costume. It's, you don't need to do the spandex with Punisher.
Absolutely not.
Just, you know, either go like I've said before, either go the Thomas Jane or go the Race Stevenson route. Either or, as long as he has something on his chest with a skull on it, wearing all black.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Agreed.
You know, he does not need a costume. I mean, if that's his costume right there, just put on the skull.
Yeah.
That's all I ask. A shirt with a skull on it.
I'm down with that.
No. He's not a guy who needs a costume. He never did.
Especially spandex, please.
No. That was yikes.
All right, so then we got movies. Unless you had something more TV-wise.
No, I think, you know, there was, you know, it's just weird. It's just like, all the big news was out of those three shows. And, you know, they got Lucifer coming on. Not a lot of mentioned about that. Other than the Joker, really not meant too much about Gotham.
Right, that was pretty much it.
It was,
but the cast was there.
Yeah.
They were all there. Again, it sounded like it was more meet and greet.
Yeah, it really did. You know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But talk about fucking dominating, you know, two things dominated, you know, one on Friday and then one on Saturday. And on Friday, I'm talking Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars was the name of the game that day.
Holy crap.
Did you watch that behind-the-scenes thing?
I honestly haven't had a chance.
Okay.
It's funny because I'm seeing people. I'm not too sure if you saw this mock-up art of the new Stormtrooper costume.
I didn't.
Somebody took the new Stormtrooper costume and painted the it kind of make it look like a duck bill.
Did they really?
Yes. This is what happens when Disney takes over Star Wars.
I'll have to take a look for it.
All they did was just paint it yellow, and it's just like, oh my god, it's the Donald Duck Stormtrooper.
Oh my god, that's great.
I
watched the behind the scenes thing, and while it was cool, people were losing their shit over it.
People are nuts about Star Wars.
I love Star Wars, okay? But at this point in the game, with 6 months, less than 6 months of the movie coming out, I don't want to see behind-the-scenes shit anymore. They can show me all the behind-the-scenes shit after the movie comes out. I want to see trailers. I want to see stills. I don't want to see behind-the-scenes shit, no matter how cool it is. After the movie comes out, I'll watch it till up and down. I want to see stuff.
I know.
So, again, I mean, it was neat. They had reaction shots. They had Harrison Ford, you know, where he's not really looking at the camera. I mean, it was cool. But come on, show me something from this movie. I know he's holding it close to his chest. I get it.
Right.
Come on, give me something. It's supposed to be coming out September 4th.
I know. Trust me, I know. I don't understand it completely.
Well, I understand it, but I just don't want to see behind. I'm not losing my shit over behind-the-scenes footage.
Yeah.
Right now.
But at the same time, just like, you know, it's like we always talk about, where's the line?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, how much is too, you know, some movies are showing too much, some aren't showing enough. It's just like,
you're right.
Where's the line?
Well, and I'm just speaking for myself.
You're right.
That's because, on the one hand, you're right, when they were filming Suicide Squad out on the streets, it was way too much.
Yeah.
But to me, Star Wars is in the opposite direction, where there's just not enough. And maybe that's, again, it's probably me. I just want to see more. I don't know. And I'm the first to tell you that I want to be, not that I want to be spoiled, but I'll reach that point where I'll stop watching trailers on purpose because I don't want to ruin it, but my knees have not been met here.
No.
My Star Wars The Force Awakens knees have not been met here.
But it was nice to see the gang back together at all over at Hall H, though.
Awesome. It was really kind of cool. And what did you think of that TIE fighter?
It's pretty cool looking.
Did you see how much it was?
No.
$170.
Holy crap.
Six inch scale, first order TIE fighter. With pilot.
$170. Oh my god.
Crazy. And that's it. They showed the stormtroopers, and that's it. I don't think Lego showed anything. God damn it.
No.
Give me something.
The Lego will be having product.
Yeah.
This is kind of weird. I don't understand. Now that you brought up Lego. I was in a Lego store.
Yeah.
On the Saturday.
Huh?
They didn't have any Ant-Man stuff. Has that stuff been canceled?
No, there was just one set.
But I haven't even seen it anywhere.
It's a small set.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have it.
Oh, okay.
It's cool. Yeah, but I don't know if I've seen it in the store. It's one of those $24.99 sets, so it's probably real quick to go.
Oh, okay.
You know? And it is just one set, so.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious.
But I'm surprised the Lego store didn't have it.
Maybe they're out.
No, I didn't. They shouldn't be out.
Yeah, but these guys also, it's just. I'm not knocking them because these guys are pretty much working retail, and I talk to them, and they're like, that's coming out? And I'm like, oh, Jesus. And it's not a knock against them, because, yeah. You know, I'm in a similar situation in my work thing, where it's just like, I work for a manufacturer, and I don't know what the fuck's going on, so, you know, I just feel bad for them that they're just not in the loop about their own product lines and stuff.
Well, plus, we make it a point to be in the loop about this stuff. Like, we go out of our way to make sure that we know about this stuff.
Yeah.
So, it's not like, because we care, they're just working a job.
Yeah. Making whatever money they make. God.
And then there was Batman vs. Superman. You're still not buying it, man.
I am still not drinking that.
You're not buying what Zack Snyder's selling.
I do not like the way it looks. Sorry.
Listen, you don't have to apologize to me. I got no horse in this race.
Yeah, but everyone else likes to jump down my friggin' throat for not liking it. And it's just like, I love the arguments people like try and put my mouth about it. It's just like, well, you just didn't like the way Superman was interpreted, or you didn't like the way, you know, he was killed. And I'm like, no, I thought Man of Steel... I mean, honestly, as a story, I thought Man of Steel had a solid story. And as we've discussed many times, I don't have a problem with, you know, the snapping of the neck.
Right.
You know, this is...
You had to do it.
Had to do it. There was no other way. Same as police, as a policeman taking a shot. He had,
right.
he had to do it.
Right.
You know, it's... I thought it had a solid story. I just don't like Zack Snyder's director. It's too dark. It's too visual upchucking. It's just... I couldn't think of another word, honestly. It's just... It's too much for me. I don't like it. I really don't like Snyder as a director at all. I'm sorry.
It's your title to it. I watched Man of Steel again over the weekend.
Yeah.
I only went through half of it. Like, up until he gets in the ship, flies the ship, runs into Jor-El. Jor-El gives him the costume. He starts flying. And that's where I stopped it. I don't know. I just wasn't. I liked it in the movie theater.
There's just so many things I'm questioning. It's just like, all right, first off, the main plot.
We're talking Batman vs. Superman.
Batman vs. Superman. You know, it's the, you know, Bruce's friends die from, you know, the Zod's blast. So why the. And all the other Kryptonians invading Earth. So why the fuck is he blaming Superman? It's not his fault.
Well, what I do like about that is how they tied him into that story.
No, I understand that.
No, I'm just saying, you know, you said, you know, why he's pissed off. I think he's just pissed off because he's an alien and he's Kryptonian and he's just projecting whatever shit that he would project on Zod. He's just projecting it onto Superman.
And then there's, you know, then there was, like, some voiceover things, people saying, yes, there's a guy dressed as a bat now. I'm like, but what? Some of the voiceover on it made it seem like Batman just appeared right now.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what?
I think that's misdirection.
Maybe. And then there, you know, Snyder and his fucking dream sequences.
Yeah. What did you think of the... Batman in the desert part.
Oh, God. Why? Why do we need that? Why is that necessary?
I don't know. I thought it was like from Dark Knight Returns when Batman had his army. I thought it was like a minion of Batman. I didn't realize that was Bruce Wayne in that costume in the desert being attacked by the Superman.
Nazis?
Yeah.
Pretty much what they look like.
Yeah.
Again, it's Snyder and his fucking dream sequences.
You think that's what that is?
Yes. Okay. I don't think that happens. I think it's one of
okay. Red herring.
It's Snyder and his damn dream sequences. Gal Gadot looks great as Wonder Woman.
She does. I'm pleasantly surprised.
If you notice, you don't see who the fuck she's fighting.
No. You're right.
Who is she fighting?
Who knows?
She's getting around, you know, she's knocking around, she's getting knocking back, but you don't see who the hell she's fighting.
No, but when she slams her bracelets together and does that shockwave, that was awesome.
No, I know. I want to know who the hell she's fighting.
Yeah.
Because it didn't, you know, if it's Superman, why aren't we seeing it?
Maybe probably because it isn't.
And then, don't even get me started on fucking Lex Luthor. It's worse than I thought.
Yeah, of all of the trailer, now, I like the trailer. It really, I don't want to say totally switched my opinion, but it really did. I'm looking at it, I'm much more hopeful than I was.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I still am not feeling this Lex.
No.
I like my Lex a little crazy and a lot stronger. He seems like he's going to be a weasel.
How Roth was playing Christopher Reeves as Christopher Reeves was playing Superman.
Yeah.
This is Jesse Eisenberg playing Gene Hackman playing Lex Luthor.
You think? I don't think. See, Gene Hackman seemed like he was doing it, I don't want to say tongue in cheek,
But that's the impression I got from it.
I think that he is just a weasel. Like, I don't know.
That's the impression, like I said, that's the impression I got.
That's fine. Yeah. We're in agreement with that. I hope that he is not the main villain in this. Like, I hope that he's behind somebody else. Or, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, we know he gets his hands on kryptonite and does something to Superman that makes Superman bow to his will.
Yeah.
Other than that, don't have a fucking clue. I'm just... I'm not impressed. That suit on Batman just looks... How the fuck does he move in that shit?
I don't know. I wish he'd say.
It's like layers and layers of fucking Kevlar.
It's gotta be, man. It's gotta be a bitch to move in.
How the fuck? It just... I'm sorry. I'm not impressed. I can't... I still think Snyder's the wrong director. I'm sorry.
Okay, this is fine.
But then part of the extended universe... And got released and illegally released and then released for real is the Suicide Squad, which I swear to God, I think I'm still 100% behind that. It's this plot similar to the animated Assault on Arkham.
You said that when they first announced this.
Yeah, and it even more so now it looks like that.
I agree. I wasn't sure back then. But as time has progressed, I'm totally behind you on that. I think that's exactly the route they're taking. Agreed.
But it looks like, you know, Smith is barely going to keep the mask on.
Yep, right about that again, too.
What are you talking about?
They're doing that walk together, that group walk, where they're, blah, 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 and he's got no mask on. I'm watching it. I'm thinking, Brian was right.
Yep.
He's going to wear that mask.
He's not going to wear the mask.
He'll put it on, and then he's going to take it off, and that'll be it.
Motherfucker.
What did you think?
And I said it before, even if he wore the fucking eye patch, with the sight on his eye, I'd be fine. But no, fucking Will Smith has to have his whole face shown.
He's Will Smith.
Fucking A.
What did you think of Jared Leto?
Not buying it. Not feeling it.
Not feeling it?
Not feeling it.
I was okay. I was fine with it. I mean... Actually, he was creepy. I don't know. I think he was alright with it.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how he pulls it off. I mean, it was only, four lines, four words he said?
Yeah.
Again, I was pleasantly surprised.
But, you know, I'm not a fan of the costumes. It's just, the varsity team look is just so fucking ridiculous.
We're a Suicide Squad. I guess we're a Suicide Squad.
And then it's just like, again, it's just like, this, now it's, we're looking at, we got a fucking retcon in movies, because Superman was supposed to be the only superpowered hero, superpower being, now we got superpowered villains that have been around for a while.
Well, Amanda Walker mentions that in the trailer.
Yeah.
So.
I'm like, really?
They're already paving that road.
Yeah.
Well, listen, before we move on away from this, let's talk about the whole leak thing.
Oh, God.
So, you mentioned that it was recorded and it was leaked online.
Yeah.
And my feeling about all this stuff is, I do my best not to watch leaked trailers because... Since it happened with that first trailer of Batman vs. Superman, where I watched that horrible leaked footage, it ruined it for me.
Right.
So, I don't like to watch it, but on the other hand, because you and I were involved in this, I kind of feel obligated. I know it sounds like a poor excuse, but I kind of feel obligated to watch it.
Because you want to be in the know.
Yes, exactly. So, where I didn't watch the Suicide one. Suicide Squad one, but I did watch, and I totally regret watching the Deadpool one.
I regret
watching the Deadpool one because it is literally like the size of your thumb, and that really deserves to be watched in HD.
The one I saw for was like somebody just kept the, you know, him flipping and shooting people's heads in a loop.
I just
But Ryan Reynolds did go on Twitter on Monday and said that the full trailer will be released in 3 weeks. They're just cleaning up some of the visual effects.
3 weeks? What the fuck is 3 weeks? 3 weeks is an eternity. Who cares about Deadpool 3 weeks? No, but you know what I'm saying here. Like,
yeah.
Strike while the iron's hot. So the discussion is, I think that they should just put it out there. If they want the people to see it, people pay a lot of money to go to San Diego. I get it. If they want to show it, let those people see it first, fine. Show it to them. 5 minutes later, release it to the world.
What are you going
to
do, take 6,500 cans from people?
Did you see that whole email, text, whatever the fuck it was, from the chick from Warner Brothers saying, I mean, she was chastising everybody, but then she released the trailer. Okay, well, you know what? This is, unfortunately, this is the internet today.
Well, how about that douchebag who wrote that article for Wired?
To be honest with you, I didn't read it.
Oh, God. He was chastising it, and he said that's why Marvel isn't appearing there. I'm like...
Well, that's bullshit. That's not why Marvel's not appearing
there. Yeah, Marvel's not appearing there because they don't want to pay space when they got D23 coming out.
That has nothing to do with why Marvel's not there. Complete bullshit. And listen, if that's the reason why they're not there, then that's pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
Because, look, people that work in the studios up and down can piss and moan about the leaked footage. But we're talking about it. Everybody's talking about it.
Just release
it, man.
Not just release it. This is the digital age. Stream these fucking panels live.
Yeah, I agree. And you want to know something else? I'm totally behind you on that one. I am not pay-per-viewing to watch San Diego Comic-Con. I'm sorry. I am not.
No.
There's no reason why they cannot just stream these goddamn panels.
Yeah.
Absolutely no reason. I am not pay-per-viewing it at all.
It's a fucking digital age. You don't want the leaks, then, you know. And if you don't want to see the leaks.
Don't put it out there. Listen, and getting back to what Ryan Reynolds said about 3 weeks, if you're showing that to an audience of 6,500 people at a Comic-Con, that many people, if you have that much faith in it, then whatever that video is, you should have just as much faith to show it out on the internet. Or don't show it at all.
But it's the old school thinking still. It's these people keep forgetting, you know, oh, there's camera phones now. These people are still thinking, you see it, you write about it, you read about it. That doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
This old school thinking needs to change.
You know
either,
what?
Either yeah. Don't show it or show it to everybody.
Right. Either wait till it's a matter of it being done, then show the parts that are done, and that'll be just test footage. This is what we're showing. And that's the end of it. Or show the trailer as it's supposed to be, and then stream it 10 minutes later so the people who paid to see it, you know, could say they saw it.
Yeah.
But this waiting 3 weeks, we're getting pissed off because people are using their phones. You know what? Welcome to the real world.
Yeah, and these are audience members that end up waiting 24 hours to get in this fucking hall.
The thing is, we always say that this stuff isn't for us. You know, like the movies that they make are for everybody else. We are the fans, man. We are the ones that are excited about it.
Then don't show it.
We're the ones that, in this case, we're the ones that give a shit.
Then don't show it at Comic-Con. Don't go to fucking Comic-Con and don't show it.
I said, I totally agree, man. I don't work at a studio. I don't know the mechanics behind, you know, producing trailers and all that other bullshit. But if you're going to show a trailer to 6,500 people, you cannot expect them not to, with phones, to be excited about it and then post it on the internet. Everybody wants to see this shit. We, being everybody, want to see this shit.
Yeah.
Joe Public, they may not give a shit, but in this case, this is where you are playing to your hardcore fans. There. I'm getting off my soapbox.
Yeah, I just don't understand what they expect. I really don't.
So you didn't watch, you didn't get to see the whole Deadpool
one? I did, but what I saw was, oh my God.
It looks really good, man.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, I mean, it was the role he's born to play.
like I keep saying, he's been championing for this for the longest part of time. And they also showed some of X-Men Apocalypse and people are already, you know, non-believers. The Marvel maniacs are already ripping it apart.
I didn't see anything yet. I only saw the picture of Apocalypse. Looks like enough.
Yeah, and that's an you know, visual effect picture with the Mohawk storm.
Yeah.
It's just, it is what it is.
Again, I don't have a horse in this race, so I'm, you know, it's cool to see.
I heard people bitching and moaning, oh, he's not bulked up enough to play Apocalypse. I'm like, oh my god, not this fucking argument again. It's an adaptation, asshole. It's not a direct thing. It's an adaptation. Oh my fucking god.
On the X-Men subject, did Hugh Jackman, or did he not, confirm Old Man Logan?
It is going to be a film called Old Man Logan. That's how he's going out as Wolverine.
He did confirm it, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But
because
again, that means is doesn't mean it's going to be a direct adaptation of the fucking book.
Understood. I heard that he confirmed it, and then people were like, he didn't confirm it. Well, did he confirm it, or did he not?
He confirmed it in this new crowd of 6,500 people.
That's fine. Listen, I understand, you know, the whole deal with adaptations. You know, I don't have a problem with it.
My biggest fear right now is Hugh Jackman said this is going to be his last X-Men film. Does that mean we're going to get fucking X-23 instead of somebody else, a younger actor playing X-Men? That would be my worst fucking fear, because I fucking hate X-23. I really do. As a character.
They would just recast him.
I would hope so, but knowing these fucking people sometimes, who the fuck knows? That's my worst fear right now. But, you know, huge fucking hardcore movie shit going.
Yep.
Coming down the pike. Holy shit! I am so excited for Deadpool.
Yep, I am too. So, we are well over an hour.
And I think we pretty much wrapped up.
Is there anything else that you want to cover here?
I can't think, you know, I really didn't hear any other news, any other complaints. The only major complaint I heard was just, again, the Star Wars, the Stormtrooper issue. I know the group Cosplay for Consent was petitioning for sterner rules, but, you know, they didn't do anything, you know, Comic-Con didn't do anything for it, but, you know, it's... But at the same time, I didn't hear anybody getting, you know, groped up or anything. I'm not saying it didn't happen, I just, you know, didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear much yet. Sometimes that stuff takes a little bit.
Yeah.
To really get leaked out of there.
Well, I think the reason it got leaked last time was, Adrian, what's her name?
Oh, that one girl?
Yeah, the one who was married to Bobby Brady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Curry, yeah.
Because it was her friend it happened to. That's why it got such big publicity. Yeah. It's probably always been going on. But it's because it's her friend, you know. But, you know, it's... You know, again, it just seemed like a maddening thing, as usual. I think the only other thing, and this is, like, after Comic-Con, and it was posted today, is the final Fantastic Four trailer came out.
Didn't watch it yet, did you?
I watched it, God, if I hear one more idiot say it's, you know, it's not the Fantastic Four because they don't go into space, I'm like, okay,
that's stupid.
That was the 60s. It was a space race.
Come on. You people are not, of all the things to be holding somebody's feet to the fire, cannot be that.
Yeah, I mean, look how many, you know, if you want to get technical, fucking Tony Stark should have been in Vietnam.
Yeah, exactly. I heard, what did you think of Doom? I heard there was some to do about that.
You know, you still bit. It was kind of buried in shadow and stuff. So I'm giving it. I want to see it on screen.
Yeah.
The only thing that really bugged me is you really didn't hear the thing say anything.
Okay.
Which I thought was kind of weird. You know, is he going to be mute in the film? It's just.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that really bothered me. But other than that, I'm still go for it.
Okay.
But again, you know, like I said, the stupid complaints, the space race, the pre-costume costumes, And I'm like, okay, technically the Fantastic Four didn't start wearing costumes until issue 3.
You and your history.
God. It's just, I don't know. I'm sold on it. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, when is it coming out anyway?
It is actually coming out August. My God, where is it? 7th.
All right, so we got a little bit of time yet.
Yeah, very little.
Ant-Man is coming out this week. You going to go see it?
Unfortunately, time-wise, I don't think I'm going to have a chance to.
Yeah. All right.
Because of the kid and stuff.
Yeah, that's fun. I'm probably going to go check it out this weekend.
I really wanted to see it, but unfortunately, I just don't think I'm going to get around to it.
Yeah, no problem. Just curious what your status was.
Nah, so let me know how it is. I will. Really, really curious.
How about writing-wise? You got any articles or stuff coming out this week?
No, I'm just playing catch-up on a couple things. I got, yeah. Now that San Diego is done, I got some, like you, of toy reviews and some other stuff.
I got one out today. I did a review of the Valkyrie from the Marvel Legends line.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I got Doctor Strange, so I got to take some pics and hopefully have that up by the end of the week.
I think that's the biggest pain in the ass when it comes to the story.
Get pictures?
Yeah.
Amen. Really. I mean, I am not bitching by any stretch of the imagination. But in the grand scheme of things, it is. It's what takes the most amount of time.
For me, I gotta extra do the light because my kid sees that out. Forget about it.
I have a setup, and all I gotta do is put my camera up, and it's like, wow, don't you really doing this right now? can't somebody just take the pictures for me?
I know. I'll talk about it, but that picture thing's just killing me.
Yeah. But in the meantime, you can check me or Brian out on casterscorner.com. And you can check out all our old episodes on thefanboyfactor.com.
And to keep up with our latest episodes, subscribe to us on Stitcher and iTunes.
Subscribe. Well, it's vacation time, right, man?
It is vacation time.
What are you going to do? You're going to listen to us.
Yeah.
Wherever you drive, where you're flying, subscribe and listen to us.
Yes.
And then your significant other listen to.
We are good company.
Good company.
And in case you haven't missed it, we have a campaign going on. We are trying to get Kevin Smith to come on our show as a guest.
Yes.
You can, all the details will be on both Fanboy Factor and CastersCorner.com at the bottom of this actual podcast you're listening to right now.
Yep. You got to tweet him.
Yep. Simple tweet. All you have to do is at that Kevin Smith. Please be a guest on the Fanboy Factor.
If you care about us at all, we don't make you pay for this. Just help us out.
We're not looking to beat the man up. We're huge fans. We just want to have a conversation with him.
We just want to hold his feet to the fire.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, Kevin.
Yeah, we want to bend him over and kiss his ass.
Okay, I'm not going to go. All right, man. I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Later.